The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for joining us on this New Year's Eve. Hope you're having a very, very fine evening and look forward to 2013. Joe Sirianni has the night off, as this is a special taped edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, where we'll play for you three of our favorite interviews from the year 2012. First off, we'll go all the way back to the beginning of the year and hear from former Rochester Lancers, New York Cosmos, and Buffalo Stallions coach Ray Klavecka. Then from June, we'll go back and hear from U.S. Women's International Tobin Heath in a spot we did with her just before the Olympic Games. And finally, just a few weeks ago, we had a chance to speak with Brighton native and former Rochester Lancer Dave Sarakin, the assistant coach of the two-time MLS champion LA Galaxy. That interview was done after the Galaxy won their second straight championship. So let's take our first break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Ray Klavecka here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The best is back. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be competing in the brand-new National Women's Soccer League starting this spring, bringing back to Rochester the top stars from the U.S. Women's National Team, the Canadian National Team, and the biggest names in women's soccer from around the world. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 season tickets and flex packs to ensure you have the best seats in the house at Salen Stadium as the Flash compete for an unprecedented fourth consecutive title. Flash tickets are now on sale at the Salen Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street in Rochester through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salen's. Salen's is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salen's delicious real smokehouse ham or Salen's mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salen's deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salen's.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kick off 2013 with the Rochester Lancers. The Lancers take on the first-place Baltimore Blast on New Year's Day with a special starting time of 4 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. Special guests will be the sports world's hottest entertainment act, the Superstars, who have performed at sporting events around the world. And don't forget, up to three kids 12 and under get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets and your special holiday packs at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti on this special pre-taped New Year's Eve show. Again, tonight we're hearing three of our favorite interviews from 2012. And we're starting off tonight with a gentleman who was the coach of the Rochester Lancers in 1980. He also coached the indoor and outdoor New York Cosmos. And also the MISL, the original MISL, Buffalo Stallions, Ray Klevecka. And again, we want to thank Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, the owner of the MISL Lancers, who hooked up with Ray Klevecka down in Florida back at the beginning of 2012, and he got us the information to get a hold of Ray, and he had a nice interview with him speaking about the old days of the NASL and the original MISL. So let's go to Ray Klevecka right now. We're very happy to have with us now a gentleman. I don't know if he's ever been on our show, Joe. You would know that.
But no, I don't think he has ever been.
But we've been honoring, you know, in the last year or two, the past members of the Rochester Lancers, the foundation, the founders of professional soccer in Rochester. And this gentleman certainly is a member of the Lancers family. He was the coach of the Lancers for the first part of the 1980 season, and he was a assistant and then the head coach of the Cosmos. And he went on to also coach indoors with the Buffalo Stallions and the Cosmos indoor team. We're very happy to be joined by Ray Klevecka, and Ray's appearance is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, more than 20 locations in Rochester. One phone number, 234-5555, or go to salvatorescott.com. And we want to thank Soccer Sam for helping us hook up with Ray for tonight's show. Ray, thanks for being with us, and welcome to the show.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's nice to hear your voice.
Ray, just, I'm so pleased to have you on the radio because it brings back so many memories of a time that was so dear to my heart. And, you were one of the people that I work with, that I enjoy working with. And, I remember those days, closing my eyes, I can see right now, you know, the great time that we had. But, you know, I also, talking with Andrew, I reminisced a little bit, you were a Rochester Lancer at one time. You were a Cosmo. We faced the Cosmo. You faced the Lancers. Tell us a little bit what you remember about those days.
Well, those were great days because at that time, as you know, there was no other soccer but the Lancers. So if you wanted soccer in Rochester, you had to go to the Lancer games. And actually, if you wanted to have any soccer from in Western New York, you had to go to the Lancer games. So it created a sort of an excitement. And I remember those days fondly. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed Rochester.
What are the best memories or one that comes to mind to you that sticks out as one of the things that you remember the most?
Hollander Stadium. Not one game or, you know, one sequence of, passes or goals or whatever. It was just a nice place to be on a summer evening. And, you know, the team's playing. And we won a few games, you know, so that was always nice. But it was just a great feeling. And I really remember that fondly. And sometimes I talk with my wife and we reminisce because, you know, she was a Lancer dancer. And here we are 30 years later. We're still together.
How about that?
Did you meet her over here?
Yes, I did. When I moved up to Rochester to coach the team, she was a Lancer dancer, and, we were thrown together in various events. You know, I used to go as a coach, and then a couple of Lancer dancers used to be there representing the team and the, you know, the dancers. And we got to know each other. We started to date, and like I said, 30 years later, here we are.
You and Dominic Polano share something similar. He married a Lancer dancer, too.
Is that
Remember
right?
Dominic Polano?
How about that?
So yeah, Ray. So yeah, it was just a lot of reminiscing. In '79, you were the head coach of the Cosmos,
yes.
And that was the year that Bronco Sagoda played for the Lancers and did so tremendously well. And the start of that 1980 season, there was a lot of hope for the Lancers because at the end of the '79 year season, the team was playing as well as any team in the NASL, and just because of the flukiness of the NASL scoring system and a match that we all know was fixed up in Toronto with Philadelphia, the Lancers didn't make the playoffs. But you came in at the start of 1980, and everyone was looking to Bronco Sagoda and Staley and the players in the Lancers to make a run for the playoffs. So was there a lot of pressure on you coming in as the coach for that team?
Well, the pressure is there's always more self-induced pressure on a coach than any outside pressure, because any coach that comes in wants to do well. And I think we had the makings of some kind of a little bit of a team where we could do something. And so the team was enthused, and I was enthused, and we were excited. We had a nice preseason and started well, and, you know, we started to play, and then there was a conflict between the New Jersey owners and the Rochester owners.
I remember that.
And then that and it had nothing to do with the players. It had nothing to do with the coach. It's just that I came from New Jersey. And when the conflict occurred, I was caught in the middle, and the players were, in effect, caught in the middle. You know, and that really hurt us. That was the thing. So, but that was strictly business, and it was one of those things.
Yeah. Ray, just, you know, I like to compare our days with today's days. You know, the North American Soccer League, you know, at that time that we didn't have much TV exposure. Of course, just like you said, that Cosmo were the dominant team, and wherever they went, you know, they attract people much like Beckham is doing right now in MLS. Your comparison between then and now, the MLS, what do you think?
Well, I think they have a stronger foundation. The NASL drew larger crowds, except maybe now Seattle. You know, they draw huge crowds. But at that time, Chicago drew 40,000. You know, Minnesota drew 30,000. Cosmos used to draw 60,000, 70,000. So some of those bigger teams, like Fort Lauderdale, would sell out. But they would sell out at like 19,000 because they had a small stadium. But they couldn't sustain it through expansion. Once they began to expand, they brought in clubs that couldn't sustain it. And this was the demise of the NASL. But at its heyday, 77, 78, 79, maybe even 80, and there were big crowds. And in the big cities, they had a lot of coverage. I do have time for a quick story. Dick Young
sure,
from the
ahead,
Daily
Ray.
News in New York hated soccer. And everybody knew that. He said so in his column. And one night we were playing against Colorado. We had 70,000 people. The Yankees that night had 23, and the Mets had 29. And guess where Dick Young ended up at the end of the night? At Giants Stadium. And we said, what are you doing here? He says, I had to come see what the heck's going on. You outdrew the Yankees and the Mets combined, you know. So this was like nice, you know. We felt good about that, and we knew that something good was happening in soccer. And now I think we're solid. I think the league is solid. The expansion is wise. You know, they're doing it slowly. They're making sure that they have the right ownership, and I think they're doing a good job. And I think it's a positive thing. And, of course, the TV exposure is, hey, we never had that kind of TV exposure.
Absolutely. The Cosmos were on WOR, and I remember watching the games with Jim Carvalhos and Seamus Mallon up here in Rochester.
Yeah.
So
I'm not talking about the Cosmos. The Cosmos had as much exposure as the Mets and the Yankees. Phil Mushnick was the Cosmo reporter for the Post, and he was offered to the Yankee the Yankee beat. He said, leave the Cosmos, do the Yankees. And Phil said, no, are you kidding? I'm not going to leave the Cosmos for the Yankees. Now, this was in 1979.
Right, it's what Reggie Jackson was at his peak.
And Phil Mushick is still with the Post, and now he's doing TV or something, you know, whatever. So the Cosmos did well, and some of the bigger teams really did well. But the league as a whole had too many holes in it, too many owners who just didn't have the backup in terms of if something went wrong, they didn't have enough capital to make it happen, and it started to go down.
Well, there was a situation in Rochester.
Absolutely. But Ray, before we let you go, I want to get your opinion about indoor soccer, because you also were the coach of the Buffalo Stallions. And
yes.
The Cosmos indoor team as well.
Yes, so. I was. Buffalo was great. You know, I came on board, and we were in last place, I think second to last, and drawing 6,000 people in the building. It was in the odd, you know, the old odd.
Right.
And at the end of the year, we were selling it out, and we made the playoffs, so it was very exciting, a lot of fun. I loved indoor soccer. I mean, I'm an outdoor guy, but I loved coaching indoor soccer. We had a couple of young American kids mixed up with some of the Yugoslavians at that time, and it seemed to work. You know, we played a high-tempo, pressing kind of a game, and, we caused havoc. We won games we shouldn't have won, and like I say, we made the playoffs, and it was an exciting time.
Certainly, and of course now the Lancer name is back in the MISL with the Rochester Lancers team that was started this year. So I know, Ray, I'm sure you can watch the games on the internet and see how the young guys are doing. I mean, we got a great player by name Mauricio Salas. He's leading the league in scoring, and he's scored some unbelievable goals so far for us this year. So it's great to see the name
for the indoor team.
I'm sorry?
How's the support in Rochester for the indoor team?
We're drawing about 6,000 fans a game, which is really good, I think, considering there's a lot of competition in winter for the sports dollar in this city.
Yeah. Good. That's terrific.
And they have a good promotion. The guys that own the team, they really put some money out for promoting.
That's the secret. You've got to have a little bit so you can promote and run a first-class operation. And then the fans understand that it's for real, it's exciting, and they'll come out. Because indoor soccer has its own kind of a flavor, you know. You could come out and really enjoy it. It could be date night, you know.
You know, I got to make a confession. I, too, am an outdoor kind of guy. But when I go to the Lancer games now, I am at the edge of my seat. And I kick every ball that they kick.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Like I say, I was 100% an outdoor guy. And then the opportunity came up, you know, the commissioner of the league called me and said, hey, Ray, we need a little help in Buffalo. Can you go up there and see what you can do? And at that time, I had been released by the, you know, Rochester Lancers. And I said, hey, why not? Let's go.
So, work with Sal DeRosa, the former Lancers coach.
Sal DeRosa, right. I replaced Sal DeRosa, exactly. And then Sal went to the front office as like a, you know, general manager on the business side.
Right, yep. Right.
We deal with Sal a lot on our show. He's a great gentleman.
Yeah. But when you talk to Sal again, please say hello from me.
He's in West Palm Beach.
He lives in West Palm Beach?
He's vacationing in West Palm Beach right now.
How about that? Yeah, everybody comes down to South Florida sooner or later.
What do you do now, Ray?
I'm basically retired. You know, maybe I'll do a couple of clinics. Sometimes I'll do a camp. Right now, during the school year, I do some substitute teaching at some of the schools that I know down here. So it's more like that.
Very good.
Well, Ray, we really appreciate you coming on the show. It's always great to talk about the good old days. I was a teenager at the time, so I was at all the Lancer games in the stands and watched all the great players that came through here. And we appreciate you coming on the show. We'll definitely have you on again in the future to tell some more stories.
Great.
It's always great
to hear those stories.
Thank you so much, Ray. Well, it's always great to hear from one of the former members of the NASL Rochester Lancers, the pioneers of soccer in the Flower City, Rick Laveca with just a short time with the Lancers in 1980, but he went on to coach some great teams, of course, the Cosmos and the Buffalo Stallions, and wish Ray all the best in his work down in Florida. Of course, the MASL Rochester Lancers in action tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m. kickoff at the Blue Cross Arena against the top team in the league, the Baltimore Blast. First of three in a row against the Blast. So forget the bowl games. Go to the Blue Cross Arena. See some great live soccer action. This Lancer team, very exciting and very fun to watch. Also get a chance to see the Superstars featuring possibly Mia Hamster. You don't want to miss it. It's great fun for all the kids. Again, 4 p.m. kickoff at the Blue Cross Arena. When we come back, we'll hear from one of the gold medal winners for the United States Women's National Team in the past Olympics, as two Olympics actually, Tobin Heath, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The best is back. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be competing in the brand new National Women's Soccer League starting this spring, bringing back to Rochester the top stars from the U.S. Women's National Team, the Canadian National Team, and the biggest names in women's soccer from around the world. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 season tickets and flex packs to ensure you have the best seats in the house at Salem Stadium as the Flash compete for an unprecedented fourth consecutive title. Flash tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street in Rochester through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for their support over the past 17 years. 2013 Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. You can also check out the Rhinos website during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting season of USL Pro Soccer in the spring.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta. And coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Kick off 2013 with the Rochester Lancers. The Lancers take on the first place Baltimore Blast on New Year's Day with a special starting time of 4 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. Special guests will be the sports world's hottest entertainment act, the Superstars, who have performed at sporting events around the world. And don't forget, up to three kids 12 and under get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets and your special holiday packs at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
proudly conservative.
WYSL.
Rochester's home for America's Morning Show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Welcome back to our special New Year's Eve edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We'll hear from Dave Sarakin, the assistant coach of the MLS champion LA Galaxy, in our final segment tonight. But right now, we're going to have the pleasure to hear from one of the gold medalists for the U.S. Women's National Team in the London Olympics, Tobin Heath. Tobin had 3 assists in the Olympic Games, all very important goals that the U.S. scored in those matches against France, Colombia, and New Zealand. Certainly a future star of this national team for many years to come. It's a very young age still. And this interview was taped on June 25th, just after the U.S. beat the world champions Japan 4-1 in Sweden, and before the final match that the U.S. had on June the 30th, the 2-1 win over Canada in Sandy, Utah. So here's Tobin Heath of our U.S. Women's National Team. Tobin, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And again, it's Andrew and Joe Sirianni and Sam Monjovi here, and okay, we're all very excited, of course, following the national team. But you guys had some huge results recently in the tournament in Sweden, sweeping both the host country and the world champions, Japan. And you had a great tournament yourself with a goal against Sweden and an assist in the match against Japan. And you seem to score against Sweden. You scored against them now twice in a row, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, Tobin, just tell us a little bit about the excitement, what your experience is. First of all, you know, wearing the national jersey. Secondly, be part of representing the country. The emotion. Just could you just describe it for the people, the listener, especially the woman, when you put the jersey on, what goes on through your mind when you enter the game? Just the emotional part.
Yeah, I just think it's a huge honor every time you put on that jersey. You're just representing something so much more than yourself. And I think any time we get a chance to step out on the field and do that, we just want to give our best for our team and for our fans and for our country. And it's a special time with that, with it being the Olympics and everything, just to have the support of our country behind us and everyone cheering us on for London.
Now, Tobin, how big were those matches against Sweden and Japan for the team? I mean, you guys had two dominating performances against two of the best teams in the world. How big was that in preparing for London?
I think those were huge games for us in terms of our confidence and just our momentum going into the games. Those are two of the fiercest competitors at the games. So to get those two defiant wins, I think puts us in a good place, and we're just where we want to be, I guess, right now.
And those two teams, of course, will be competing. Remember, they're in Group F together with Canada and South Africa. That's certainly one of the toughest of the three groups. Group E has Great Britain, New Zealand, Cameroon, and Brazil. And the U.S. has France, the World Cup semifinalists from last year, along with Colombia and North Korea. So, Tobin, what do you think about the competition in Group G, especially that first match against France is going to be, certainly the French team will be out for revenge from the World Cup?
Yeah, what's cool about women's soccer right now is all the teams are very competitive, which is great for the game. It shows the development. We're no longer just sitting up on a pedestal that nobody really can touch. In our group, obviously, our first game's against France, and they're just a fantastic team. We saw that in last year's World Cup. They just really showed that they're a special team, and that being our first game, that's our focus right now and what we're preparing for.
But, Tobin, just one more thing. That you see, of the group over here, I'm the most sentimental one. They talk facts. I talk hard things, and I talk about countries and love and all that kind of stuff. And you know, I in my tenure as soccer, is that I was always, once we stepped on the field and the whistle was blown, all of a sudden I began to really feel like I was an essential part on their thing. I was a trainer, of course. And at the end, whether we won or lose, I always won. I also put in my 100%. Now, from my perspective, how you women are playing the game, there is no gimmick. There is just you go out and you play 100%. You give 120%, and you know you have resilience. You get up, you run, you take the heat, you take the blows, and you always seem to be resilient. So how you guys train? I mean, to be the great fit, you know, not only as a team, but physically and athletically.
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of the game. I think a lot of what goes into our preparation before the games even begin is what puts us and gives us that edge over other teams. I think if somebody followed our 6 month journey, they would just be shocked at just how much we do put into it and how much we do sacrifice our lives for this game that we enjoy so much. And I think we're rewarded for it because there's no better feeling than when you get to put on that jersey and step out on the field. It just brings me and my teammates tremendous joy and something we do truly work really hard for.
Reverend Tobin Heath of the U.S. Women's National Team. The women will open on Wednesday, July 25th against France. It's a 12 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff. And you guys will be playing the first two matches at Hampden Park in the National Stadium of Scotland in Glasgow. And then it'll be the Wednesday against France, the Saturday the 28th against Colombia, and then you guys will play at one of the most famous stadiums in the world, Old Trafford, the Theater of Dreams in Manchester United's home stadium. What do you guys feel in playing in some of these legendary parks that have so many great players have graced in the past?
Oh, man, I think it's a dream come true, and I think this is the only real event that allows us to play in these amazing stadiums, and having the games be in London I think is also very special because of just the football or soccer tradition that they have there.
Now, what stadium does Arsenal play in, Andrew?
The Emirates Stadium.
Are they playing in Emirates Stadium?
No, they're not. They're playing in the only stadium in London they're playing in is Wembley. In the U.S., actually, if they win the group, they would only play the final at Wembley.
Well, I heard a rumor that Tobin requested to play in Emirates Stadium, but I'm not sure why.
I did.
You did?
Well, it is a beautiful stadium.
Oh, okay.
Arsenal is Tobin's favorite team, by the way. So, my neighbor is also a big Arsenal fan because they're a very stylish team. I'm personally a big Chelsea fan myself. So, come on, don't give me that.
Yeah, why Arsenal, Tobin? What's the attracted you to Arsenal?
Why not Arsenal? They just play an attractive brand of football. I'm a huge fan of Wenger and his philosophy and his just take on players and the development of players.
So what happened this past season with Arsenal? Do you know what happened? What happened with Arsenal the beginning of the last season?
You know, it's not necessarily the beginning of the season that counts, but we did well. We finished top four, so I'm not complaining. We'll be
You came out again. That's right. Yeah, that's
true. They'll be the Champions League. That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. But, so I got a question, logistic question for you. Will the national team be able to be in the opening ceremonies because it's Friday night and you guys have to play Saturday in Glasgow? So will you guys be able to be in the Parade of Nations or not?
No, unfortunately, I think, I know last Olympics we weren't able to participate in the opening ceremonies just because of how close our games are to that time and also because we're in venues outside of London. So, unfortunately, we don't really participate in that.
Well, we'll get for the closing ceremonies when everyone will be at the Olympic Stadium and you guys will be celebrating a gold medal. But
okay, before we let you go, Tobin, I got one more question.
All right.
Italy, Germany, and Spain, Portugal.
I got Germany winning the whole thing, and I could care less if it's Spain or Portugal.
Well, you Dick Howard, our international correspondent up in Canada, he picked Germany as well. So you're in good company. But I want to mention, of course, for all you soccer fans out there, fans of the national team, the women will be on live nationwide network television for the first time in I don't know how long, as they'll face your eternal rivals, Tobin Canada, at the home of Real Salt Lake, Rio Tinto Stadium, 2 p.m. kickoff Eastern Time on Saturday. What do you guys expect to see from Canada, who are in that group of death at the Olympics?
I think we're both going to be raring to go because this is our final preparation for the Olympics, and both of us will definitely be in competitive form. So I think it's going to be a great preparation game for both of us.
Okay, just one more thing. Before we let you go, just give everyone back regards from Sacre Kick in the Grass in Rochester, which is her hometown.
I will, for sure.
Well, Tobin, thank you so much, and good luck on Saturday. And, of course, in the Olympic Games in London, we'll certainly be watching here at home, and we'll be cheering you guys on and bring home that third straight gold medal.
Great. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tobin. Bye.
Well, certainly one of the highlights of soccer in the United States in 2012 was our U.S. women's national team winning all six of their matches and winning their third straight gold medal. And we look for great things from our national team in the coming years. The World Cup will be in Canada in 2015, and of course the Rio Olympics in 2016. And we're looking forward also to seeing the women here in Rochester in the new NWSL featuring the Western New York Flash coming this spring. You do not want to miss it. Go to WNYFlash.com to get your season tickets or call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK. When we return on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we will hear from Rochester's own Dave Sarakin, the assistant coach of the champion MLS champion LA Galaxy. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top Notch Monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top Notch Monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top Notch Monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top Notch Monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top Notch Monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for their support over the past 17 years. 2013 Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. You can also check out the Rhinos website during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting season of USL Pro Soccer in the spring.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
There's a car accident in this country every 5 seconds. That's why Allstate thinks it's time for an entirely different kind of car insurance, with features like accident forgiveness and a safe driving bonus. It's called Your Choice Auto, and it's only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver every everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
Kick off 2013 with the Rochester Lancers. The Lancers take on the first place Baltimore Blast on New Year's Day with a special starting time of 4 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. Special guests will be the sports world's hottest entertainment act, the Superstars, who have performed at sporting events around the world. And don't forget, up to three kids 12 and under get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets and your special holiday packs at rochesterlancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, our final segment of 2012. This is Andrew Battisti, and again, we'll be back live on the air on the 7th of January, 2013, 6:30 p.m. here on WISL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Joe Suriano will be back with us, and we'll have a great time talking about the FIFA awards ceremony that will take place earlier in the day in Zurich, Switzerland. We'll see if Abby Wambach or Alex Morgan can take home the Women's Player of the Year honors. Speaking of honors, certainly a gentleman who's had a lot of honors in his coaching career is Dave Sarakin, Rochester's own former Lancer, the coach, assistant coach of the two-time MLS champ LA Galaxy. We had a chance to speak with Dave just a few weeks ago after the Galaxy took home their cup, second straight cup, and we talked about the team and, of course, the last match in MLS for David Beckham. So here's Dave Sarakin. And now let us bring in our special guest tonight. He is now a two-time in a row MLS champion with the LA Galaxy, and we're very proud that he's a member of the Rochester community and always will be, joined by the assistant coach of the Galaxy, Dave Sarakin. Dave's appearance brought to you by dental doctor David Olivo of Gates. Number to call is 328-3382 or go to davidolivodmd.com. We also want to give our best wishes to Dr. Olivo. He's had been under the weather the last couple of weeks, but we're very hopeful that he'll be he's recovering now and be back in action at the office real soon. So Joe and I both go to him, and we really wish him all the best in his recovery. So, Dave, thanks very much for being with us, and congratulations on another championship.
Thank you guys for having me, and I appreciate the congratulatory wishes. It's always a good thing to finish the season as the best team in the league, and we did.
David, not only the best team in the league, but they have the best assistant coach in the league.
You're not biased, Joe.
I'm not biased. I'm biased because you're my friend, but I'm not biased because your achievements speak for themselves. And speaking about that, since you've been involved in so many good things, so many winning teams, the national team and all, you know, going back to your coaching in Cornell, because I couldn't, you know, senior moment right there. But the reality of the thing is this: I want you to tell us which one of all these winning trophies that you won, or is winning season that you had, or winning championship, which one really sticks in your mind to be, you know, one of the things that you will always remember for the rest of your life?
Oh, that's a tough question, Joe. That's a tough question because they're all meaningful for different reasons. I mean, I can go back years and years when my high school at Brighton, we lifted the sectional trophy in that championship year. I was a player. I'll never forget it. But as a professional, you know, they're all special. You know, this recent one probably will stick out a little more for a few reasons. One is we did it the hard way. We didn't go wire to wire. We had our struggles. We corrected ourselves mid-season, and then we, you know, had a play-in game. We got behind in almost every game we played leading up to the final, but at the end of the day, the perseverance of this particular group shone through. So for that, I'll always remember. And also, obviously, David Beckham's last career start was with the team that I was involved with. And so you add those up, and probably this one tilts it to that direction.
Dave, I guess another factor in that would be playing at home. There were over 30,000 people at the Home Depot Center. You certainly had them all behind you. Tell us what that was like, what the crowd was like, and how was the reaction afterwards when you guys, I assume there was some kind of a parade or something in Los Angeles. How did the fans react to the title coming home back to L.A. again?
Well, you know, last year in 2011, the venue was already predetermined in the preseason that it was going to be at the Home Depot Center. So the division of tickets that were divided throughout the country for that final was not as top-heavy as it was this year for L.A. Galaxy fans, because this was our home game. So the energy in the building last year, it was a night game, I thought was great. But this year, when we scored the goal to equalize, it was just full of life. It's just full of life. The place exploded, and I knew at halftime, we said to the group, if we get the goal, we'll win this game. The energy of the crowd will bring us even further along, and it did. It was just indescribable, really. It was tremendous.
David, you just said, you said, if we get the goal, okay, you knew that you were going to win. Now, getting that goal, what was the strategy, or the hope, or whatever it was, that you and Bruce Arena's coaches were hoping that would happen? And the other, my second question that I'd like you to comment on is that you mentioned, the caliber of players that you guys coached this year, the Beckham and all the others. I mean, what does it really mean to you as, as Dev Sarakan? Because I know who you are because I love you. Okay, in the sense that you love the game and you really been a student of the game and you love the game and you love the players, because that's your character. Tell us a little bit about the emotional Dev Sarakan.
Well, I'll answer the first part, Joe, as far as how what the reaction was and how we thought we would try to get the equalizer. And this year, we went in this final. We got behind late in the first half. It was a quiet locker room at halftime. Bruce's style is not to get too high or too low. But reading the mood of the group, I had a sense that we were in control. We knew we would create chances. You never know in the game of soccer. You guys have been in it as long as I have. How the results will pan out. But if as long as you're creating chances, you've got a chance. And ironically enough, and I'm not taking credit for this, but in the warm-up, I remember grabbing Omar Gonzalez and saying, you got to get your head on balls today. Get yourself a header on goal, and because he's so dominant. And we weren't sure how we were going to break down Houston, but it turned out Omar's goal did break them down. It was a beautiful lofted ball by Juninho. And again, we did feel, we being the staff, that if we got the equalizer, we would get more goals and win the game. We just weren't going to be denied, especially with Beckham's last game. And then the second part of your question, I've been fortunate, really, to be in an environment around good people. And, I think I've learned over the years that it doesn't matter if you're the president of the United States or an electrical engineer or a janitor, you treat people the same, no matter who they are. And in our business, whether it's David Beckham or a rookie on our team this year, people just want to be treated the same with respect as professionals. And then, with the likes of a guy like Robbie Keane and Landon and David, they're people. And so my communication and my relationship building doesn't change. And I'm fortunate that maybe I have the right personality where people confide in me and trust me, and it's a mutual thing. So I when I look back in how many years and think that I had the opportunity to be around these kind of elite athletes, I'll feel even more fortunate than I am talking to you and telling you about it right now.
Well, David, you just said the magic word, because I too have experienced the word trust from the players, because they related to me and I related to them. I was there when they were done. I was there when they're happy. And I'm sure that in based upon your personality, and I say that with a lot of compliments to who you are, where you come from, your family, your mother, because I've been privileged to meet them and know them. And I know that your upbringing has a lot to do with your character and your demeanor and how you treat people. So I am privileged to go around and say I know this guy, because I know him from when he was a little kid. Coming, not a little kid, you know.
A guy
that wanted to make himself a career in soccer, and you paid your dues. Let me tell you, you paid your dues.
Yeah, yeah. But
above all, you know, because you pay your dues, you know the feeling of the players, and you are able to you're able to motivate them. So my compliment to you.
Well, thank you. That's really very kind, Joe. Thank you.
Andrew and Joe here with Dave Sarakin of the LA Galaxy Rochester Zone. And, Dave, obviously, we've really come to an end of an era here. And I'm not saying just not just David Beckham, but it sounds like there's going to be other moves going on with the Galaxy and all around MLS for the offseason. A lot of players going different places. Where do you see the Galaxy going next year? I mean, obviously there's names being thrown around about who might come in. One guy with a single name, Kaká, who has also been being courted by Galatasaray right now. But where do you see this team going in this short, relatively short off season? Because March 2nd, we're back to action again in the next season.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's nuts how quick these things blend together. All I can say, Andrew, is, you know, we have an owner, Tim Leiwicki and Phil Anschutz, of course, but the AEG group is very much committed to keeping the Galaxy brand relevant and at the head of the class. And so, you know, every team goes through transition. Obviously, you know, we knew David likely would be his last year. We don't know where Landon's going to be. We think he'll end up back with us. He just needs a little break. But there are going to be some challenges to the roster always, especially when you win. You know, your salary cap the margin gets real small. But the bottom line is we have an owner that is committed to keeping us the LA Galaxy. And so, because of that, I think we'll have some new faces, but the quality will remain very high. And I will add that we still have a tremendous core of when I say mid-level, I don't mean talent-wise necessarily, I mean age-wise, where we have a good core of young players that all we need to do is just continue to sprinkle them with elite and quality type players, and I think we'll be fine.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask about David Beckham. And first, I guess
you have a crush on him, Andrew. That's okay.
Oh,
we can expose that. That's you got a man crush. We all do. Go ahead.
I have a crush on Posh, actually. But has David said his goodbyes to the players and the coaching? Is he already off back to Europe, back to England at this point, or is that still coming along? And what was it like? If it has happened, what was the reaction of the players and coaches to say goodbye?
Well, you know, the one thing that I don't like about the when things end, it ends pretty quickly, you know. Like, we won on Saturday. We celebrated Saturday night at a beautiful party and a function in the city of L.A. at Wolfgang Puck's restaurant. It was just the team and family and some friends and, you know, people just enjoyed the night. And then the team was going to go on a postseason tour, which got canceled. So, really, everybody sort of just ended up going off in different directions. And, you know, in their own way, guys made sure they got around to David. But David's home is going to be L.A. He's going to still be very visible here. There's talk that he might be involved as an owner, part owner of our team, and nothing's been decided. So we haven't seen the last of David, but we have seen the last of David as a player. So I can't speak for the others. I know that I'll be seeing David. It's not the end of my relationship with him, and I'm sure there's a few players that did say there so long.
Well, glad you mentioned that, Dave, because that was a question that my wife and I were discussing, and Joe's been discussing, is, you know, was David going to leave Los Angeles and move his family to whatever city? Yeah, there's one, obviously, that is very high on the list. I think that would benefit both him and Victoria with her fashion career. But it's good to know he's going to have a residence in the United States, in Los Angeles. He's not completely leaving. It's finishing up his playing career and then maybe circling back to take an ownership role in MLS.
Yeah. Well, one thing that people don't see that I do is what a committed family guy he is. He loves his kids. He's got four. They're all in school, except for Harper, and they love it here. And the one thing I don't think he would do is disrupt their life if he doesn't have to. Now, obviously, he could go anywhere in the world and enroll his kids in school, but they're happy here, and why not? You know, why not?
Why not? I mean, it's a great place to live, I tell you. If I had the money, I'd live there myself, maybe.
It's not bad. It's 70 out as I speak to you right now. It's not so bad.
And it's dark over here, and it's cold. But, David, thank you so much for being part of our show. Thank you so much for being our friend, Andrew and I. We're really glad that you're a Rochesterian, and we wish you and your family the best for the holidays coming up. And congrats to your family here in Rochester. If they listen to us, and if they don't, be sure you convey to your mother and to your family our best wishes for the holiday. Thanks again, David.
And guys, thank you. You do a great job. Love supporting the show. And the same back to you. Enjoy the holidays, and we'll speak again soon.
Thank you so much, David. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Rochester's Dave Sarakin here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We certainly can congratulate Dave on his great accomplishments with the Galaxy. Look forward to the start of the MLS season as the Galaxy look to three-peat as MLS champions. Of course, that will be without David Beckham. We'll see who the Galaxy bring in. It could be Kaká, could be Frank Lampard, could be somebody we're not even thinking of. But the Galaxy ownership group, I'm sure they'll do a great job, and it'll be a very entertaining MLS season starting in just a little over 2 months' time, back in action, top-flight professional soccer in the United States. Of course, the Women's League, the NWSL will start in the spring, and we have them right here in Rochester with the Flash, and the Rhinos will be back in action as well. For Rhinos or Flash tickets, call 454-KICK. And the Lancers in action in the MISL tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock, against the league-leading Baltimore Blast at the Blue Cross Arena. Check out the Superstars. Great family entertainment. Bring the kids out. Forget the bowl games. Come to the Blue Cross Arena and see some great soccer action. I want to thank everybody for listening in 2012. All of our fans, all of our sponsors. Without them, we could not be doing this show. Of course, the Lancers, the Flash, and the Rhinos, the U.S. Soccer, all the MLS teams. Thank you so much for being a part of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This has been Andrew Battisti. We'll be back again with you in 2013, where we'll start our 20th season on the air. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the longest-running soccer radio show in North America. Thanks for listening here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, our engineer Bob D'Angelo, thank you very much. Happy New Year, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.